Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me now, Pastor Donna? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know what happened, but something happened. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Good. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are almighty. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We praise your name. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you for removing all the glitches in the name of Jesus and restarting us in the name of Jesus. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. For you are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. You are Lord and you are Shepherd. There's nothing impossible to you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for having your way this morning on Bible Storyland. We thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, we thank you for the praise. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We give you honor, glory, and thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise your name. We honor and bless you right now in Jesus' name. Order our steps, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord this morning for ordering our steps. I don't know about you, but I don't know the direction to go in, but I know that the Shepherd knows. The King of Kings, the Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens. He's mighty in the earth, and he knows the direction. He said he orders the steps of his people. So I thank God the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. We don't know the way. But we know the way maker. He is the Shepherd, the King of Kings. Well, welcome, everybody. I thank you for joining us on Bible Storyland this morning. We give honor, praise, and thanksgiving for the King of Kings. Yes, it's all about him. Everything is about him. We give glory, honor, and praise to him because he knows how to order our steps now. We just surrender to him. Today is Perfected Day, Praise Day. Perfected Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We thank you for coming on. Matthew 21:16 says, yes, I hear them. And haven't you read in God's word from the mouth of children and the mouth of babes, I'll furnish a place of praise, perfected praise. So I thank God that he perfects our praise in the name of Jesus. Today, we are praising the King of Kings, the Lord God Almighty. He deserves all the praise. He is the King of Kings. He's almighty. He's the omnipotent one. Yeah, you know he's powerful. Anytime someone can speak something into existence and say, let there be the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything And you know what? He's so gracious, so merciful. He allowed us, yeah, after he created everything, our whole garden for us, then he created human beings. Isn't he amazing? I thank God for him. Well, we had Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. We thank God she's going to sing a song of praise this morning unto the Father. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. I thank God for allowing us to be on this Saturday morning. He's so good. He's so kind. He's so good to us. We can't thank him enough for all that he has done, all that he's doing in our lives, all that he will do. We're grateful today, and we can't help but praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Awesome. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. We praise the name of the Lord Most High. We give him glorious praise, perfected praise. He's an awesome king. Thank you, Pastor Donna. That was awesome. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning. Do y'all hear me? Because I still couldn't hear y'all.
Can y'all hear Mother Fanny?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay. You ready for me to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Let Jesus be you. Let Jesus be you. Let Jesus lead you all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He led my mother. He led my mother. He led my mother all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. He led my mother. He led my mother all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's my good leader all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader all the way. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let Jesus lead you. Yes, he's the one that needs to lead us in a plain path, in the path of righteousness. Thank you, Mother Fanny. It was awesome. Let Jesus lead you. We have Glory Dean Charlotte on with us from, she is from Marrero, Louisiana. We thank God for her. Oh, she's a psalmist, piano player. I thank God for her. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean, how are you?
Good morning, fine, and good morning to all others out there in Radio Land. Praise God. Thank God for today. Thank God for who he is. Hallelujah.
Praise Amen.
God. Thank God for everything I've heard already. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I'll sing a song, God. Thank you for bringing me through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing me through.
The Glory Dean for that beautiful song. Thank you for bringing us through. He brought the children through the wilderness. So he's going to bring us through everything. Everything. He will bring us through. Don't give up. We're in a race. You know, if the race is not given to the, you know, those that run fast, but those that endure to the end. So we shall endure to the end. Thank God for Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you this morning?
Amen. Going all right.
Amen.
We're going to have a revival downtown soon. They want to have a revival soon at Cathedral Tower.
Okay.
I will keep you informed.
All righty. Thank you.
They are growing.
Amen.
So we have to get our little song. They said, get your song together, Miss Jack. I said, okay. We have a lady sing One More River to Cross. She sings that one. I love it. I have to let her sing it for you.
All right.
But that, I couldn't get it. But I just have to sing my same song.
All right.
Walk with me, Lord.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me, Lord, while I'm on this Lord Jesus journey. I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. While I'm on this Lord Jesus journey, I need Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Oh, all along this Lord Jesus journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. Walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Oh, while I'm on this Lord Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jackie. That's what we want. We want Jesus to walk with us. You know, we have friends. We have family. We want them to walk with us. But I tell you what, ain't nobody can walk with us like Jesus. Nobody. He is our King, our Lord. We see the way we should go, and he will lead us the way that we should go. So we'll continually praise him. Blessed Jesus, We thank God in the name of Jesus for all that he's doing. You know, he's got to lead us all the way. He ain't going to lead us part the way. When we keep our eyes fixed on him, he's going to lead us all the way. And I tell you what, he's going to bring us through every situation that we face. We can't lean on our own understanding because we'll miss it, but we got to lean upon him. And we say, let Jesus lead us all the way. Walk with us, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what we need to walk with us. You know, we go for a walk sometimes, get a little exercise. But I tell you what, when Jesus walked with us, oh, my God, he does everything that we need. He carry us when we get too tired. He is the one. He speaks sweet things to our ears. It ain't nothing like the voice of Jesus. Nothing like his voice. His voice is different from human beings. But you got to listen. You know, he spoke to Samuel. Remember, he called him about four times. He said, Samuel. Now, you know, God ain't, he's not like these cars driving down the street when they got the music way up. You can hear boom, boom. No, he's speaking a soft voice. So you got to get in the secret place so you can hear him. Shut off everything. Shut off the TV, the radio, all the, you know, everything, iPad, everything, cell phone, and get in the quiet, secret place. You hear his voice? Say, Lord, I'm here. I hear you, Lord. I'm here. You know how Samuel did. He said, speak, Lord, thy servant hears. So we got to speak so he can hear us. Yep, and we got to hear him in that quiet place. I want you to know our speaker this morning is a mighty woman of God. She's a wife, a mother, and a servant of the Most High God. She is the CEO of Wise Choice Ministries. Not only is her name wise, she truly is a woman of wisdom. So I thank God this morning. I introduced you to you. She's been on before, and we are grateful she's back with us. Pastor Shana Wise. Good morning, Pastor Shana. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I am excited to be back just one more time on this fellowship. Hallelujah. On this gathering. Hallelujah.
Pastor Shana, can I stop you for 1 minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The youngest one of our family, Bible Story Family Line, she just joined us, Mother Ludell. She's almost 100 years old, and she's going to sing a song, 99 plus. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning, Miss G, and to everybody this morning, good morning. How everybody doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing, thank God.
Amen.
All right.
What are you going to sing, Mother Ludell?
Walk with me.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm short of horse now.
That's all right.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Why am I? Some journey I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Why am I just yearning? I want Jesus just to walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. Watch a morning, he just yeah. Jesus, just to walk with me. You walk with my Father. Please walk with me. You walk with my Father. Please walk with me. Was I'm on it, he just shined it. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. As I'm on it, on this GT journey, I want Jesus, oh yeah, just to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the Lord is speaking this morning. We had just the second person sang the song, Walk With Me, Lord. So we need to walk with us like never before. We thank God for you.
Enough.
Mother Liddell, we're so grateful when you join us. We thank God for each of you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we're going to call our speaker back.
All right.
Yes, Pastor Shana Wise. Thank you so much, Pastor Shana, for your patience.
Yes.
Oh, I've been blessed. I've been blessed. That's, you know, when the song comes twice, we should not disregard that. You know, twice. And I just praise God, hallelujah, for all the praise and worship that has gone forward thus far. That song, Walk With Me, Lord, just reminds me of my upbringing. A lot of the songs that were sung today remind me of the good times, happy times, coming up in the church where we sing those songs. Amen.
Yes.
And we all need Jesus to walk with us.
Walk
hallelujah.
With us.
Who needs Jesus to talk with them today?
Yes,
hallelujah. Who needs Jesus to be their mother, their father, their friend, their confidant? Hallelujah. Their father. Hallelujah. We praise God right now that we serve a God that walks with us. Hallelujah. See, Muhammad can't walk with us, and Buddha can't walk with us, and any other little G-O-Ds, they can't walk with us. But I praise God, hallelujah, that we serve, hallelujah, a God that is able to walk with us, hallelujah. For the God that we serve is not dead, hallelujah, but he's a risen Savior, hallelujah. And since he's alive, hallelujah, he can walk with us, hallelujah. He can talk with us, hallelujah. He can hold our hands, hallelujah, 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 because he is the living God, hallelujah. He is alive, hallelujah. There's nothing impossible, hallelujah, for the God we serve to do, hallelujah. Oh, my soul is just happy right now, and I just want us to think about the God that we serve this morning, hallelujah, the one that woke us up this morning, hallelujah, the one that started us on our way, hallelujah, the one who has given us strength, hallelujah, the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, the risen Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, the one that quickens our bones, the one that quickens our spirit, hallelujah, that one whose breath is running through our lungs right now, hallelujah. And Father God, since it is your breath in our lungs, we will praise you, hallelujah. For the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. So I'm just taking time, hallelujah, before I get into the word, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give back to him what he has given, hallelujah, to me. Hallelujah. He's given me life this morning. He's given me health this morning. He's given me a praise on my lips, hallelujah. He's given me, hallelujah, eyes to see, a mouth to speak, hallelujah, the activity of my limbs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's given me life on this morning. And for that, King Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, thank glory to God. It's something about when we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Something about when we open up our mouths, hallelujah, and just praise God for who he is. For the topic today is perfected praise. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if God has been good to you, I just dare you to open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Just for a little bit, and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. You are sitting at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. And for that, we say thank you. Where would we be without your intercession, King Jesus? Hallelujah. For we are the daughters, we are the sons of the King. Hallelujah. 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 And we are grateful, hallelujah, that while we were yet sinners, and that's why we praise you on today. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, see, the more we praise you, the better we feel. Hallelujah. Yes. It might be somebody on the line that don't feel good this morning. But I'm going to lift up a praise. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm going to lift up the standard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because at the mention of your name, hallelujah, demons tremble. Hallelujah. Sickness, illness and diseases have to, hallelujah, bow down to his name. So we uplifting the name of Jesus on this morning. Hallelujah. For you have perfected our praise. Hallelujah. We can't do it, King Jesus. Hallelujah. But you do it because of who you are. Hallelujah. And because of your name. Hallelujah, you have perfected our praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you on this morning. We join in with the heavenly host. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah to the Lamb who was slain. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sister G, what a topic. Hallelujah that the Lord has given you on this morning. The charge has been given. Hallelujah. For us to talk about, hallelujah, perfected praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And even our praise has been our prayer this morning, hallelujah. For we have entered in, hallelujah. We have gone beyond, hallelujah, the veil, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're at the throne, hallelujah. We're at the throne right now. And Jesus, we're sitting at your feet, hallelujah, hallelujah, just taking in your glory. Hallelujah. And your glory overtakes us. It fills us. It touches. Hallelujah. Our very beings, our souls. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to be at your feet this morning. We thank you, Jesus, that we have access to the throne because of what you have done. We don't have to go to a person. Hallelujah. To access you. Hallelujah. All we got to do is enter in. Hallelujah, because you did it. You paid the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. So while we're here, King Jesus, hallelujah, we're going to sup with you. Hallelujah. We're going to commune with you because that's always been your desire. Hallelujah. To restore us back to the Father. Hallelujah. To commune. Hallelujah, to fellowship, to have relationship. That's why you came. And for that, hallelujah, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm full, saints. I'm trying. I'm going to get there. I got a word. There is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. But because of the subject matter, hallelujah, I got the can't help it. Hallelujah. I got the can't help it in my spirit because God has been good to me. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, I can't help but praise him. I can't help but give him glory. I can't help, hallelujah, to raise my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah unto our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you have your Bibles, hallelujah, join me in Matthew chapter 21. Hallelujah. Verse 15 through 17. I'm going to be reading today from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from Matthew, and I'm going to be reading from the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 8. But first, let's start off, hallelujah, in Matthew chapter 21, hallelujah, verses 15 through 17. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. It said, but when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, the children crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Verse 17. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us examine, hallelujah, where this verse, hallelujah, where we first see this verse penned. Hallelujah, in the Bible. We got to see what Jesus was talking to, hallelujah, to the chief priests and scribes who were upset and they was mad, hallelujah, that the people was yelling out with all their hearts and all their might, Hosanna to the Son of David, hallelujah. The whole city of Jerusalem was up in a uproar. Why? Because Jesus, hallelujah, came in riding on a donkey, hallelujah. In this text, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, hallelujah, this is about a few days before Jesus is going to be crucified, hallelujah, just a few days away, hallelujah, less than a week, Jesus will be hanging on the cross, hallelujah, and I love how Jesus chose all his words carefully, hallelujah, hallelujah, he was about to be crucified, but the first order of business that Jesus had to do, he had to go to the temple. Hallelujah. He had to go to God's house. Hallelujah. And set it in order. Hallelujah. The chief priests and scribes, they was mad for a few reasons. Because when Jesus came in the temple, hallelujah, and he saw the selling going on, hallelujah, but worship wasn't taking place. Hallelujah. He flipped them tables over. And he told them, didn't y'all know my house should be called the house of prayer? But y'all done turned it into a den of thieves. So he started flipping them tables over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But before he got to the temple, see, the crowd was following him. Hallelujah. Yes. And they had, like I had just a few minutes ago, they had the can't help it. Hallelujah. They couldn't stop saying his name. Hallelujah. They couldn't stop, hallelujah, saying and screaming, Hosanna,
son of David. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this echoed him when he went into the temple. The people followed him to the temple. Hallelujah. And while he was flipping the tables over, while he was rebuking, hallelujah, the people in the temple, hallelujah, the crowd still was chanting, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna to the Son of David, hallelujah. And the Bible says that the chief priests and the scribes, they got indignant, hallelujah. And Jesus had to remind them, hallelujah, something. He had to remind them, hallelujah, of a scripture, hallelujah, that was quoted, hallelujah, in Psalms chapter 8, hallelujah. So if you would join me, hallelujah, in Psalms chapter 8, I'm going to read the whole chapter, hallelujah, the whole chapter, Psalms. Chapter 8, New King James Version. If you can turn to your Bibles to Psalms, hallelujah, chapter 8, hallelujah, starting at verse 1. It said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in the earth. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Verse 2, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, hallelujah, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, every beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. It may be a blessing to the reading of the word. So I wanted to read that scripture because as I go through and break down the text, we have to understand, hallelujah, why, hallelujah, Jesus chose to quote this scripture, hallelujah, from Psalms 8 to the chief and the scribes, hallelujah. Why? Why? Because he had to check their focus, hallelujah, because we have to understand that our focus will determine our praise. Oh, come on, somebody. Am I in the house? See the scribes and the priests, the ones that were supposed to be in charge of the temple, the ones that were supposed to lead the people, hallelujah, in praise and worship of our Father, the keepers of the law, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't it ironic, hallelujah, that when Jesus, hallelujah, God in the flesh stepped into the temple, that they couldn't even see him for who he was? Isn't it ironic, hallelujah, that they couldn't see God in the flesh standing in their presence? Isn't it interesting, hallelujah, that they couldn't, hallelujah, join in the praise that was going on, hallelujah, all around them? Hallelujah, the townspeople, the people in the city, the people in Jerusalem were screaming and yelling and praising Hosanna to the Son of David. And instead of them joining in the praise, hallelujah, they was worried about him flipping over the tables. They was worried about him coming in and messing up their agenda, hallelujah. And they was upset, hallelujah. How could these people be screaming out Hosanna to the Son of David? They was upset that the people, hallelujah, was praising Jesus, hallelujah. They was upset about it, hallelujah. And this was Jesus' response. He said, I'm about to let you know where you at. I'm about to do a station identification. Your focus It's not even on God. It hasn't been on years. Hallelujah. Your focus, hallelujah, has been over here worrying about selling goods in the house. You worrying about your agenda. Hallelujah. You worried about your position. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You worried about your title. Hallelujah. So when God himself shows up in your presence, you so focused on that that you can't even see him. And because you can't see him, hallelujah, you can't even open up your mouth and praise. But let me remind you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that my very presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, my very presence in your face, hallelujah, prophecy is being fulfilled right before your eyes. The people, hallelujah, is crying out, hallelujah, because prophecy, hallelujah, is being fulfilled, hallelujah, for I am the one, says Jesus, hallelujah, that David was talking about, hallelujah, in Psalms chapter 8, hallelujah. He said, I am the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, that has perfected, hallelujah, the praise, what? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. Hallelujah. He said, I have arrived. I have manifested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has manifested right before their eyes in the temple. For Jesus is God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's so ironic, hallelujah, that he chose these words. Hallelujah. Right before he was going to die. Hallelujah. But this is what I love about the text, hallelujah, that the people didn't have to praise God, hallelujah, before he got to the cross, hallelujah. They already recognized that God was in their presence, hallelujah. And because of that, hallelujah, they erupted with praise. Oh, come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Am I in the house? Hallelujah. The people have been hearing about all the miracles, hallelujah, that he had been doing in the land, hallelujah. The word had spread like fire, hallelujah, about Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. They had heard about his teachings, hallelujah, in the land, hallelujah. And for some of them, they had even, hallelujah, experienced his teachings. For some of them, they had even experienced his miracles, hallelujah. For some of them, they had even experienced his healing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you imagine, hallelujah, what your praise would sound like, hallelujah, when you have experienced Christ for yourself, hallelujah, when you have experienced his touch, hallelujah, when you have experienced him opening your blinded eyes, hallelujah, when you have experienced him, hallelujah, speaking to you and him saying to walk and you walk, hallelujah, when you have experiencing him, hallelujah, in your life for yourself, hallelujah. You got a personal praise, hallelujah. You got a personal testimony, hallelujah. And when you open up your mouth, hallelujah, and you start testifying, hallelujah, about what God has done for you, hallelujah, that testimony becomes contagious, hallelujah. It's like a match, hallelujah, because when you open up your mouth and you start testifying about what Jesus has done for you, hallelujah, yeah. It's like you lighting a match and throwing it on some gasoline, hallelujah. That's, hallelujah, the atmosphere, hallelujah, in this text. The people had to can't help it, hallelujah, because they knew that this was God, hallelujah, in the flesh, hallelujah. Many prophets had came before him, hallelujah, but none of them did, hallelujah, what Jesus did. Oh, come on, somebody. None of them talked that Jesus talked, hallelujah. None of them, hallelujah, did the miracles, hallelujah, that Jesus did, hallelujah. Many prophets came, but they was coming, hallelujah, to foreshadow, hallelujah, hallelujah, God coming, hallelujah, in the flesh. And in this part of the text, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 21, hallelujah, we see the word has manifested right before, hallelujah, their eyes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what I love about this text, hallelujah, is that, hallelujah, look at the meaning. The people said, Hosanna to the Son of David, hallelujah, hallelujah. By them crying out this, they was confirming the prophecy that had manifested, hallelujah. Because isn't it ironic, saints, that it was David, King David, that penned Psalms chapter 8. When I went back and did my research, there are many psalms, hallelujah, but not all the psalms are penned by David, hallelujah, but this one in particular, Psalms chapter 8, was penned by, hallelujah, David, hallelujah, the one where God told him, hallelujah, hallelujah, my seed, you're going to have a seed come through your lineage, hallelujah, hallelujah, and God said, now I'm paraphrasing, and his kingdom is going to last forever. Ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when David got this word from God, he started praising the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so when they were saying Hosanna, Hosanna means, hallelujah, to save. Hallelujah. Hosanna means to rescue. Hosanna means savior. Hallelujah. Other definition, Hosanna means to help. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we got the helper in the midst, hallelujah. We got the rescuer in the midst, hallelujah. We got the savior in the mix, in the midst of the people, hallelujah. The one who saves. And it says, Hosanna, hallelujah, son of David. So they was recognizing that this is not just a prophet, hallelujah. I'm trying to say, they were recognizing, they were shouting out of their beings, hallelujah, that this is not just a prophet, hallelujah, but this is Hosanna, the one, hallelujah, that we have been waiting for. He has manifested. He has arrived in Jerusalem. Oh, saints, how I would love to have been in that atmosphere. Hallelujah. I wonder what that praise sounded like. Hallelujah. Have you ever been prayed to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever been believing God for some things that haven't manifested yet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when it manifests, hallelujah. Have you ever been praying to God for some years for some things to manifest in your life? Have you ever been believing God, hallelujah, for your prayers to manifest? And when they manifest, what type of praise do you give him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some on the line that's waiting, hallelujah, and anticipating, hallelujah, a manifestation of God concerning a specific request. Well, I'm here to tell you today that I pray that the scripture, hallelujah, is encouraging you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me say this. Let me pause right here and encourage somebody. Hallelujah. I want you now, since you have prayed for it, it's time to praise for it. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because God has perfected your praise. Hallelujah. So even if it hasn't manifested in the earth realm, it's already finished in the heavenlies. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish somebody would come on and praise the Savior with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep going just a little bit. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. But manifestation is still coming forth because Jesus Christ lives. Hallelujah. And we serve a God that cannot lie. Hallelujah. Nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. But he has put his word above his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that word must come to pass. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to get through this, but hallelujah. I'm trying to teach this, but I'm just getting happy. Hallelujah. Looking at our God, the one showing out in our lives. Hallelujah. But let's go a little bit deeper in the text. Let's hook this text up just a little bit more. Hallelujah. 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 See in verse 8. I'm sorry. Psalms chapter 8. Hallelujah. If you look at verse 5, and this is why I read the whole chapter. It says, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah. 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 And you got to understand that Psalms chapter 8 is twofold. David is penning about Jesus Christ, and he's penning about us. Hallelujah. How can he pen about Christ and us at the same time? Because the Bible declares that we have been risen with Christ. Oh, y'all will get that in a minute. I'm going to just let that sink into your soul. But it's twofold. It's twofold. Hallelujah. Made him a little bit lower. You got to remember in Genesis 1:26, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, spoke over us, and he told us he has given us dominion, power, and authority in the earth realm, hallelujah. Why did he give us this power? Because he created us in his image and his likeness.
Right.
Oh, come on. Body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we read in Psalms chapter 8, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's talking about us. Hallelujah. And not just us in the human form, but he's talking about us in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. He's talking about us, his children. Hallelujah. That have been risen in Christ. Hallelujah. Y'all got to understand, hallelujah, that in Psalms chapter 8 and Matthew 21, you have to understand that we have a praise and we have a song that the angels cannot sing. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We have a praise that they cannot praise. Why? And that's why our praise is perfected. Hallelujah. Because you have to understand that when God made all of creation, he made all of creation first. Hallelujah. Just as Sister G was saying, he took his time to make all of creation first. Hallelujah. But he saved the best for last. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he saved the best for last. He saved us, mankind. Hallelujah. And he created us in his image and his likeness. Hallelujah. You have to understand that the angels are part of creation, but they do not have a song or a praise that they can sing. We are the ones who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have to understand this. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this to you one more time. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Hallelujah. You have to understand that angels were never babes or nursing infants. Hallelujah. We are. Oh, I'm going to pause right there. Hallelujah. And I'm going to let you catch that in the spirit. Nowhere in the Bible do you see that an angel was born. Hallelujah. They were created beings. Hallelujah. But we are the ones. Hallelujah. We are the ones. Come on, somebody. I'm starting to walk the floor now. We are the ones that when he's talking about the babes and the nursing infants, he's talking about us. Hallelujah. Yeah. He ain't talking about no animals. Hallelujah. He ain't talking about no spirits. Hallelujah. He ain't talking about no angels. Hallelujah. But he's talking about his children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can't miss this because we're talking about perfected praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why our praise is perfected, because you can read in the Bible that, yes, the angels do praise him. Oh, come on, somebody. All you got to do is read the book of Revelation, and all day long, hallelujah, there's angels around the throne of God screaming out, holy, 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 hallelujah. They never stop praising. They never stop singing a song, hallelujah. They are constantly praising and worshiping God, hallelujah, but they only can go so far. Come on, somebody. They only can go so far with their praise and their worship, hallelujah, because they weren't the ones that Christ died for. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm getting happy now. Hallelujah. We are the ones who Christ died for. Hallelujah. And we got a praise that they can't sing. Why? Because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His name is Hosanna. Hallelujah. And he is our Savior. Hallelujah. The angels cannot cry out, hallelujah, that they've been redeemed. Hallelujah. For we are the ones. Hallelujah. We are the ones. Hallelujah. Created in his image and his likeness. Hallelujah. The ones who have been given dominion over the earth. Hallelujah. The children of God. Hallelujah. We got a praise. Hallelujah. That has been perfected. Hallelujah. By Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is our Lord. Hallelujah. For in this text in Matthew 21. Hallelujah. Jesus knew in a few days. Hallelujah. He was about to go lay down his life. Hallelujah. And even for those chief scribes, hallelujah, and priests, hallelujah, that were indignant, hallelujah. He said, I'm a die for y'all too, hallelujah, because you don't even understand and recognize what's going on here, hallelujah. God has manifested in the flesh, hallelujah, and he's in your presence, hallelujah. So you got a choice, hallelujah. What you going to do? You going to be mad, hallelujah, because your focus is off, hallelujah, or are you going to praise God for who he is, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's how I'm ended on today. I'm preaching today. I didn't want to preach, but Sister G, you told me to talk about perfected praise, hallelujah, and I'm praising him right now, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna in the highest, hallelujah, for you died for us, Jesus, hallelujah, hey, hallelujah. And this is what I love about Jesus, hallelujah. He said, thank you, God. He said, I came as a babe. I came as a nursing infant, hallelujah. I know your pains, hallelujah. I know your struggles, hallelujah. I know what you have had to endure in this life, hallelujah. He said, but I'm about to show you something, saints, hallelujah. I'm about to show you how to endure, hallelujah. And not only endure, I'm going to show you how to overcome, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to show you because I'm going to come, hallelujah, in the form of a man, hallelujah, and I'm going to lay my life down. I'm going to give my body, hallelujah, so that you may live, hallelujah, and not just live, but live abundantly, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, may be restored to the Father, hallelujah. That was always his original, hallelujah, purpose for us, hallelujah, hallelujah. God desires our praise, hallelujah, because, see, when we praise him, hallelujah, and it's perfected, hallelujah, by our worship and our belief in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, now we're coming into alignment of the original intent, the original purpose, hallelujah. We're even in our Eden position, hallelujah, before the fall, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we praise him and it's perfected by what Christ did, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're in that place. We're in that heavenly place, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're with the Father, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't have to go to the temple, hallelujah. We don't have to go to the priest, hallelujah. We don't have to go to the scribes, hallelujah, hallelujah. All we got to do is open up a mouth, hallelujah, and God said, I'm with you. I'm there with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I love you. Hallelujah. I died for you. Hallelujah. My desire is to fellowship with you. Hallelujah. My desire is to commune with you. Hallelujah. And because of what Christ did, hallelujah, it is so. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. And we praise you on today. I am done, saints. I just want to do cartwheels all up in this room, but I'm done. Hallelujah. God is good, and do not lose your praise. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Woo, my God. I'm full, too. You know, you could eat a meal at a restaurant, and, you know, you could get full. But this meal that you have given us today is making us spiritually full, and I'm grateful. God, I'm so grateful.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Perfected praise. So I thank God that he stepped in you today, and he showed us how to perfect the praise that he wants us. Like the scribes and the Pharisees doing things we shouldn't do. So we don't want Jesus to turn over this and that in our lives, but we want to have perfected praise unto him. So today we're praising him ahead of time for those things we've been waiting for. Yeah, those things we've been waiting for years and years and years. We're saying, thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you. Oh, my God. We just thank him ahead of time. We're thanking him ahead of time. Hallelujah. Prophetess Lawson on. I'm going to ask her to say a prayer for you. Pastor Shana, good morning. Prophetess Lawson, how are you?
Good morning. And I am just like you. I am full. I am rejoicing. I am praising God. Hallelujah. God, I worship you. Oh, God, I worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God.
And my spirit is leaping. And I'm not sure. Glory to God. Oh, God. He sent us to a place in God. Amen. Oh,
yeah.
God, the scripture said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I was seated on the throne and hearing all the worshiping of the angels and the worshiping of the people. And so, hallelujah, glory to God, my spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. But I thank God for my sister. Amen. The one that you birthed in the earth, God, that you called her Shana Wise, amen. Father, I thank you for her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for sitting big in her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that she poured out on us, oh God. We lift her up, oh God, and we charge the angels that are assigned to her to pour out, Lord God, the blessings on her and her family and her husband, oh God, and everything she put her hands to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the angels that stand post in her ministry, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the souls that are going to be saved and the people that are going to be healed through the ministry of Wise Ministry, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that rests on Shana Wise's life, amen. I thank you, Lord God, that you created her in this season and this hour to impact not just Jacksonville, but this nation, oh God. Father, I thank you for supernatural elevations in the area that you have ordained for her to walk in. Every door that is closed, oh God, that you have ordained to be open, Lord God, we come against every hindering spirit that's blocking, God, as you anoint her with the vision, as you anoint her, Lord God, and you give her dreams and visions, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the open doors, oh God. I thank you for the people that are called to partner with her. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. To bring forth the vision you have given her, Lord God. I thank you for supernatural increase, oh God, in her ministry, in her marriage, in her family, in her home, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, oh God, for supernatural healing of her body and the ministry team, Lord God, and especially of her husband, Lord God. I thank you. We give you glory for all that you have done, hallelujah, in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the activity of their limbs. I thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in their body through their female organs, through their male organs, and we bind up anything that's hindering, Lord God, anything from functioning the way it should be. Oh, God, we speak to the respiratory, the circulatory system, and God, in this age of COVID-19, we plead the blood around them that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and any tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. God, be a hedge around them, Lord God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. We thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you, hallelujah, is doing in their lives, oh God. Because it's not just Shane, oh God, but God, hallelujah, bless her, Lord, ministry in Orlando. Bless everything, Lord God, as you expand her in her outreach. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, and every woman that she come in contact with, I thank you for a healing anointing, Lord God, to heal their brokenness and heal, Lord God, their oppression and depression. God, I thank you in this hour, Lord God, that her ministry should go international, God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you placed in her, Lord God, that, Lord, that what all she's doing, that it shall impact this nation, oh God, and the world, oh God, for in this hour, in this season, God, let your will be done in her life. Oh, God, let your will be done. Lord God, we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord God, for your glory, God. And as she worships, as she prays, as she glorifies you, as she magnifies your holy and righteous name. Oh, God, you're the exceedingly above all I can ask for. Oh, God, in every area, Lord, even the little small things, Lord God. Meet their very needs of it, God. Hallelujah. Lord, leave no stone unturned. Oh, God, we thank you. And, Lord God, for even, Lord God, even the things she's praying about that nobody else knows, we thank you for your divine intervention. We thank you, Lord God, for moving on her behalf. Hallelujah. And, God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we thank you, Lord God, for this word on today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, my sister. I love you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
You faded out, Prophetess Blossom. We can't hear you.
No, I had turned it back to you because I was a speech. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I had to turn it back over to you. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're asking Pastor Shana, you have anything else you wanted to add? Say?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Just pray this word bless my everyone who was listening. Glory, glory to God. I'm full.
Amen. No, that's right. We thank God for each of you all being on today. We thank God. Anyone have a testimony or anything you wanted to add this morning? Testimony, thanking God for answer prayers and that. You know, I thank God he's perfecting our praise because you know what? I don't really know how to praise him adequately, but he knows how he wants to be praised. So when we get in his presence, he's going to perfect our praise. And we start saying, thank you, Lord, even for things we don't see. We can thank him ahead of time, like Pastor Shana said. So we thank God for each of you. We thank God for all that you're doing. I see some people on here that I'm not familiar with, some numbers. Someone that you know, Pastor Shana, did you all want to say anything this morning?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
My name is Elizabeth Wallace, and I am the proud mother of Pastor Shana Wallace. Shana Wise, and I just enjoyed your service this morning. God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth. We appreciate you. Thank God for Pastor Shana's mother. You know, we love our mothers. We honor our mothers. And we thank God for you. Thank God. Bless you, woman of God. Anyone else? See someone else on here, number I didn't recognize. Did you want to say something? It's 904-422-08. You want to say anything? All right.
Yes, hi, this is Pastor Deborah. I'm out and about, but I'm listening, and I've enjoyed everything that was said, and just perfecting my praise over here and trying to keep calm in public. But I thank God for Pastor Shana Wise, who is my pastor of Wise Choice Ministry. I've enjoyed and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. We appreciate you being on with us. I thank God we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Macomb, Mississippi. She has beautiful children. I'm going to see if she's going to sing today. Good morning, Sister Bridget. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good morning. You're going to sing
this morning. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Awesome message, and glory to God. Yes.
Are you and the children going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to sing, oh, Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Lord, I want you to hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I want you to hear me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to hear me.
Sure enough.
While I'm singing, I want you to hear me.
Yes.
While I'm singing, I want you to hear me.
Yes.
Tell me on my journey. Tell me on my way.
Mother Liddell, she's the youngest one on here. February 10th, she'll be 100. We're praising the Lord ahead of time, thanking him for the years that he has given her, and she is a woman full of wisdom. I thank God for you, Mother Liddell. We love you so much.
Thank you, and keep in your prayers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you all coming on with us. You know God loves you. Now, you know God loves you. Even if you don't, I'm going to tell you, God loves you so much. And you're on the earth for a reason. As long as you have breath, there's purpose in your life. So I thank God for all the songs that were sang, all the people who participated, who said something. But I'm especially grateful to Pastor Shana Wise. She's truly the wisdom. Thank God for her ministry and all that she's doing in the kingdom of God, because she is, oh my God, laying a foundation everywhere she goes. She's preaching the word, speaking the word, speaking truth into everyone's lives. So, Pastor Shana, we're always glad when you come on. We're always excited. We know the Lord uses you in miraculous ways. So we know that this message is only the beginning. What God is going to do in our lives. We know this message is down in our souls. It's going to be doing things throughout the day, the week, month, and the year in our lives. Perfected praise. So we thank God as we close out this morning. We thank God that he is the King of Kings. He loves us so much, and he still has a plan for each one of us. I thank God that he put you all in my life. Thank God for all that he's doing. You know, I thank God that he gives us a future and a hope beyond strength. beyond our expectations. So stay tuned for to the Father and wait on him. Don't give up. Have a God, God-filled week, month, and year. God is going to do great things. Continually praise the Lord. Let the hot praises of God be in your mouth. Look forward to talking to you next day. It's going to be Children's Day. So come on and bless the children. Come on and thank God for the children. You know they need encouragement. This is that generation that's going through a lot. You know, they don't know if they're going to be next. They don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow. But we need to encourage them. So I invite you to come on next Saturday with us and be, you know, encouraging for the children. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.